The foundation for Taiwan's economic miracle rested on the success of implementing the nationalist government's policy of agriculture nurturing industry. Such major land reforms as the program for farm rental reduction to 37.5%, Homestead Act, and Land Reform Act were complemented with the start of a series of projects to develop industry. With economic support from the U.S. government to the tune of about $100 million every year, Taiwan was able to go ahead with its first four-year economic development plan, bringing vast technical and resource support. Combined with a supply of land and labor, Taiwan's economy began to take off. In 1958, the August 23rd bombardment took place in a battle that lasted 44 days. Although communist forces launched more than 400,000 artillery shells on such nationalist-held sites as Jinmen, they failed to advance, marking a key battle ensuring the long-term development of Taiwan by the nationalist government. Afterwards, Taiwan also would put into practice its 9-year compulsory education, in which primary school students could go directly to junior high school. Various forms of educational placement, as well as major reforms in higher education, were also established, considerably raising the educational standards of people in Taiwan. With the end of martial law in 1987, restrictions on the establishment of political parties and private newspapers were lifted in Taiwan. This was followed by the end of the government's policy of mobilizing against the communists, thus paving the way for the foundations of Taiwan's development into a full-fledged democracy.